When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Chime, absolute banger from Three Doors Down.
Well, that song rips.
Curtis, you knew that one. A huge Three Doors Down fan.
I call them 3DD.
Chime, you're being called out for your statement moments ago on this radio program, calling Travis Hunter the most overrated college football player in your lifetime.
Yeah, wow. Like it's just...
Were you born after 2007?
Yeah.
I mean, before.
Yes.
Tim Tebow.
I mean, in college, Curtis, though, he dominated. At the college level, he dominated.
Well, Travis Hunter is dominating.
Yeah, I mean, Tim Tebow also won a playoff game in the NFL.
Wait, so do you think Tim Tebow was an NFL prospect in the first round that was a good pick?
No. Absolutely not.
What about Ryan Leaf?
I was a little young for that one, but I meant more in my like sports voting lifetime, which is like post-2000.
So now, do you think he's not going to be good in the NFL?
No, I don't think he's going to be very good. I think he'll be fine. Like, he'll be a player. He'll probably hang around he'll have a decent career, but he's not going to be, like, an all-pro or anything like that.
On the Subaru of New England text line, 978 texter says if Travis Hunter were at Bama or Georgia, he would be a lock for the Heisman.
I agree, but that's the thing. He's not. He's at Colorado.
Right.
That's the difference. Like, if he was doing this at Bama or Georgia or even, like, at this point, like, Penn State, I don't know, a top five ranked team in the nation, it would be far more impressive than Colorado, who, as Wiggy looked back on their schedule, played one ranked team all year.
Right. But I guess you could say the same thing with Ashton Jeanty, right?
But Jeanty played UNLV twice, who's ranked in the, I think, 20th.
Yes.
And then also played Oregon, and as you pointed out, ran for 200 yards against the number one team in the nation.
So I guess 774 texter says Jeanty is crushing Derrick Henry's Heisman season.
Yes,
right
he
now.
Is. Yep. He is. But Derrick Henry played at Alabama. And when he did. So, I mean, there's always going to be that argument of where you go. I think the question, or maybe some of the shocking part of it, is that the overhype in college, maybe I get what you're saying a little bit, but not feeling like he's just going to be a average or maybe a little bit above average corner in the NFL.
Like, my thought is if you're going to pick a Heisman candidate from Colorado, it should be Shedeur Sanders.
Well, he's going to go first.
He probably will, and you're probably right, Curtis. I would assume he may go first overall, but
you know this,
I'm just saying when it comes to Heisman, like,
you know,
I
this
think
Captain Mock, that
I am.
Right Mock. Now, there's always conversations of, ooh, maybe only one or two first-round quarterbacks, and then you get to March, and it's there's six of them out of the blue.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There'll be a few.
I mean, Shedeur, Cam Ward,
Castellanos.
Quinn Ewers. Yeah. Oh, yeah, Thomas Castellanos. Teams are going to love him.
No, I think they think Ewers might actually go back to college because he might want to climb a little bit higher. Carson Beck definitely fell off from a first rounder, so he might be a third rounder now. So,
in your defense, Shime, 617 texter says he is overrated because he plays both ways.
Yeah, which is really cool, and it's unique, especially in today's day and age. But, I mean, it's not like he's the best at the nation at either position.
And there's so much luck involved in using the draft to get your next quarterback because whoever has the worst record this year will have likely Shedeur Sanders. Next year, the exact same spot will be Arch Manning. And that's a guy that has the whole pedigree, is going to be someone that we know, just like Caleb Williams, you know, effectively in September, who the first pick in the draft is going to be.
Yeah, he looks good. He, you know, he's looked good for the opportunities that he's got. Arch Manning, he has the ability, like he's a dual threat quarterback. So if he can now, which he'll be probably the full-time starter next year for Texas, if he can have those type of numbers, he'll be the number one overall pick.
All right, well, Courtney is off. She somehow got chosen for jury duty, couldn't weasel her way out of it. So she, although I just heard from her, she said she doesn't have to be at court tomorrow until later in the morning. So she will come in for the early part of the show tomorrow morning.
All right.
So good on Courtney.
Well, she'll give us a little insight on what she, you know, what's going on in the courtroom.
Right. If you're going to court today, you may see Courtney there as a juror. So give her a hello. Let's get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Why did you choose that? Please stop it. I'm not a fan of Dust in the Wind. Please stop that.
Do you not like Kansas?
I do not like Kansas.
Why?
I also don't like Styx. Not as much as I hate Rush, but I just don't like the ballady, the 80s ballady, overproduced ballady stuff bothers me a little bit. That's just me, though.
Right. Ooh, you're my boy!
But I'm glad you chose it. Yeah, you're right, Wiggy. Good obscure reference there.
And, dart in your neck.
A little nihilistic today, so I figured I would go with Dust in the Wind.
Okay. All right. Your lead this morning, Sean?
Yeah, good morning, Greg. Boston Bruins lead for you today. They head to Winnipeg to take on the Winnipeg Jets tonight. And this is, to me, the first real quality opponent the Bruins will face under new head coach or interim head coach Joe Sacco. And I'm kind of curious to see how it goes. They've won four straight now, five of their last six. I think this team's starting to come around with the change in head coach, but I'm curious to see what they look like against legitimate competition, like real top of the league kind of competition tonight on a road game. And I think if they come away with a win tonight, I'm like, okay, I'm officially buying back in on the Boston Bruins.
Okay.
I think a season is still on the table here. And so tonight is kind of not necessarily a tipping point, but a point that could seriously push me in one direction or the other.
All right, Shine. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Can I ask one quick question? What does Sacco have to do To get the job?
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Good job.
Win a round or two in the playoffs.
Oh, okay.
Just one, or do you think they need to advance?
I think if considering where they were when he entered, if they get, you know, the sixth seed or five seed in the Eastern Conference, they get to the second round, and they seem to be playing for him. I think
then
that would be sufficient.
Yeah.
Okay,
right.
So getting in just doesn't do it.
No,
Curtis,
I don't think so.
Good morning.
Good morning. So I'm sorry. Whenever I hear Winnipeg, I think about Concierge Marie and the business trip to with Michael Scott Wiggs. I don't know if you remember that episode.
I remember.
The Huntsman. So good news for America. College attendance this year dropped a staggering 5%, according to the National Student Clearinghouse, which, from my seat, is the final and greatest return to some semblance of actual pragmatic behavior by the youngest and the youngest adults among us, in that we had just forever go to college. And I think that's great. If you're a doctor, I hope everybody goes to college. If you're a lawyer, go to college. If you're an author, if you're a teacher, there's several professions that it is incredibly important to go to college, and I want all those people to go. And if you want to go, go.
Right.
However,
you don't want your doctors getting tattoos.
Well, I mean,
I
neck
think
tats.
You famously told us that on this show.
That,
yes.
Well, not tattoos. A neck tat would be concerning, but I love Wiggy. He has them, so maybe I'll keep my mind open. So either way, the only way you're going to have some return in terms of the obscene prices of college would be if people aren't going in droves anymore.
Then they'll have to lower the price that it costs. Yes.
And they'll have to do things where you actually are paying for something that you need. And from my view, the biggest change in terms of people's views of the elite universities was during those hearings about the protests on college campuses. I think that was a Waterloo for the way we view colleges, and it was revealing to many people that these people we just thought were decent, good, and you know, seeking information that were leading these universities were actually these nuts. And I think it's great. I think go learn a trade. If you don't want to go to college, you would never spend $400,000. You never take out a loan of $400,000 at 18 to get a degree in ballet.
It's nuts.
It's crazy.
It is so expensive, and mm-hmm. The return is not there in most cases in the workplace for people. And those who pay for it themselves are stuck with debt for the rest of their lives, basically.
And it's so funny, Legacy in the Twitch chat says, I'm using my degree to get overpaid for an average skill. You're here, so I guess I'm doing my job. And secondly, I would say I didn't need to go to college. It was a gigantic waste of money.
Saying you were doing that.
Yeah.
You were using
it. I did not. Boston College was literally an avenue for me to get internships at radio stations.
That was it. That was the only reason, right?
Yeah. College is really a way to build your Rolodex and meet people and network. That's what, you know, college is really for, because you're hoping to go there and meet somebody and you create a business with them, or they create a business. They're like, oh, I liked you when we were in college. Would you want to work?
I think it's valuable. It's your first experience away from home.
Yeah,
it's valuable when it gets, but it's not worth $200,000.
No,
it is a year.
No.
I mean, I shouldn't say $200,000. It's probably at a minimum, if you're lucky enough to get into state school, you live there, it's $50,000 a year. So it's $200,000 total. But if you know, and I'm sure this has changed, when Brees was going to Bentley at his last year, I think it was $74,000 a year. That's 5 years ago or whatever. Yeah.
And think about how much better your life would be if you got a $400,000 loan to invest in a property.
Yes.
And then you
rented it out
10 years later, or a business. 10 years later, you're not in debt. You actually have gotten money, and you can help pursue your life that way.
It's nuts.
That is a good thing. No. They should do that, but the problem is they'll give you loans to go to college, but they won't give you the business loans. They should do the same thing. Like, it should be as easy to get a college loan for it is a young entrepreneur who wants to get a business loan.
Start their own business.
Yeah, whether it's buy a three-family or something like that.
Like the Jersey Mike story we told.
Yeah, like the Jersey Mike guy.
Yeah.
Turned that $175,000 loan that he got into an $8 billion, the greatest sub shop in the world. All right, we had to take a break. We will get to the rest of the leads next.